Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cracked up and raring to go in another hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. August the 12th is upon us. This is a very good opportunity at the end of the week for us to sort of put everything into perspective. So I promise you we'll do that, and you can do it as well, sharing your thoughts on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. Connection is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter you go to Good Day On Air. Help yourself to the connection to Jay Kushner. You can get up close and personal with Jay and share your thoughts and do the whoopee. Hey, whoopee. I talked to Jay.
That's so violating.
It's Friday, and this portion of the program is brought to you by O'Reilly. A weak battery, nothing worse. I had two dead batteries. I was trying to start an old ice cream truck last night, because we had the circus coming to the farm, and we need extra ice cream for all the people that are going to go to the circus. If you go to either Doug's, my Facebook page, at Doug Steffen, or at Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, you can see the story of the circus coming to town. And so we needed an extra ice cream vehicle to accommodate all the people who are going to be out in the field where the circus is taking place. So I went to a friend, said, can I borrow your, he's in the ice cream business too, can I borrow your extra ice cream truck? Sure. Got in it, turned it over. So what did I do? I took the batteries out and went to the nearest O'Reilly store, and now I have two new batteries to put in. These are special batteries, too, into this truck. So, if you have a weak battery and you're stranded, do not take any chances. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery. It won't cost you anything. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car and, more importantly, your budget. Make sure your vehicle, whatever it is, could be a boat, could be a bus, could be a truck, could be an ice cream truck, right? Get ready for a late summer drive. Isn't that awful to say that? It's a late summer. Late.
Well, you know how I feel about summer and winter.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, that's why you're here, because you present the opposite pole from me when it comes to many of the issues of the day, and summer is one of them. Summertime driving will be rewarding. Get as much of it as you can in and get your battery tested free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, okay? I think I made my point, right? O'Reilly. So there's some good news to share today. There's always good news to share. Training camp. Football players. First, was there a football? There was a football game on last night. Matter of fact, there was a baseball game on one channel and a football game on the other channel. I think the Patriots were playing, I don't remember who it was, but I sort of flipped in. I'm not a footballer. But I recognize that it's serious business. And so the NFL season kind of getting underway. Let's see here. Superstars. There are a few of these Green Bay Packer football stars who have joined a fan impromptu tea party. Young fans
really
on the
sweet
sidelines, huh?
Yeah, they're coming on, coming into the stadium, and she has these little teacups, and they're empty. And she asks, "Do you want any tea?" And it was really an impromptu little tea party. And the players were like, yes, this is the best tea I've ever had, and pretended to drink it before moving on. And it was just a really sweet moment, and it was so cute. Seeing these big, burly guys just, like, having a tea party.
A big, burly guy. Why can't big, burly guys enjoy a little tea? Did they put their pinky up in the air when they were drinking? What kind of a cup did they have to drink from?
Little Disney Princess cups.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
But when they're in their uniforms and everything, and it's like, no, they got the game face on, ready to go. Oh, time out, need a tea party. It was so cute.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of nice. See, there is a lot of that sort of stuff that goes on that doesn't get reported because those guys are big, tough guys. I noticed that one of the San Francisco Giants' wives passed away. Maybe more for people who are big football fans. Kristen Coleman. Husband is Tim, is it Lenicum? L-I-N-C-E-C-U-M. He won the Cy Young Award 2008-2009. Anyways, the lady was a school principal, and she's another one. The reason that I bring it up, not necessarily just because of the fact that she was married to somebody that some people may know, but the fact that she's the second big-timer who this week succumbed to breast cancer. And so when you think about the toll still being taken by breast cancer, it really is. It's astounding. It really is.
It's awful. That's why it's so important to go have regular checkups. And this is not just about women.
Yep.
Men can get breast cancer, too.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. All right. Well, there's people in the news that we probably should talk about, including Anne Heche, who apparently is not going to make it. And what a sad thing when you get right down to it. Even though whatever was going on. See, I'd like to know what it was that sort of tripped the switch with her that made her do what she did. What was going on in her life? Anybody investigating that? Why she was driving around, why she drunk, when she got herself drunk?
She wasn't drunk. So the toxicology reports have come back, and they're going to have to do some further investigating, but there was no alcohol in her system. There was cocaine that was found. There was cocaine that was found, though. And then there was also fentanyl, but they need to further investigate to see if the fentanyl, if she was under the influence of fentanyl as well as cocaine during the time of the accident, or if that was administered post-accident in the hospital, because that is also administered to help with pain. Severe pain, so just trying to figure out where the fentanyl came from. But there was definitely cocaine and fentanyl in her system, and it's looking like she is not going to make it. Right now she's being kept alive on life support and machines to see if any of her organs are even viable, because she's a donor, and there are plans being set in place for her to have a hero walk, which is something that they do for organ donors.
Explain that. Well, yeah, I think people would like to know more about.
Yeah, it's for when organ donors are going into surgery to have their organs removed for organ donation, and so they call it a hero walk. And there are plans being set up for her to get that hero walk.
Yeah. What is she? Did she have
a
family?
So
she
sad.
She was married a couple of times, and she's had relationships, but I never knew whether she had a child, any children or not. From any of the marriages or relationships. I think not, but in the circumstances. She's been, it's kind of sad. She's kind of alone. That's what I get out of all of this. She's pretty much alone. So tough. It's an example of whatever. People go places when they have something going on in their lives, or they don't have something going on in their lives. They go places and their head does.
She's given memoirs or a memoir and different interviews where she had a very tough upbringing, where she even called herself mentally insane. For the first 31 years of life, she was molested by her biological father as an infant and a young child. There was another sexual abuser in her past where she created this alternate universe in her mind where she would go to protect herself. And she said it took her a long time to come out of it. She does have two children.
She
was married once from 2001 to 2009, had a couple big relationships and partners, and when you look at the actual crash, she was in her car for 65 minutes in that wreckage before being able to be pulled out with all of that smoke, all of that those flames around her.
Yeah, it's what a shame. Hold a good thought for her. Anyway, all right, other people in the news. Jerry Seinfeld tells Lisa Kudrow, "You're welcome."
I love this.
Lisa Kudrow, who, remember her, Phoebe, right? And Friends?
Yeah, Phoebe Buffay.
Says that she had a run-in with Seinfeld who didn't shy away from telling her that he had something to do with the win that was Friends. They both attended a party together, apparently, and he was happy to tell her, well, you got me to thank for this. Hi, you're welcome. what do you mean, she says, what do you mean? You're on after us in the summer, and you're welcome. So it was the Seinfeld show first and Friends, and so the warm-up, if you will, the lead-in, which is very important in television for those of you who don't know, there are whatever comes before your program is very important as to how well your program, because it brings people in. Mm-hmm. Now, that's why they always, after the NFL, the football, at the end of the season of Super Bowl. They put whatever on whatever network. Last year it was right after the football, the Super Bowl game, it was the one with the lady, Lady Gaga, good deck, the Enforcer, not the Enforcer, what's the name of the movie?
Oh, Queen Latifah?
Yeah, Queen Latifah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. The Equalizer.
The Equalizer, thank you. Yes, right.
Well, and this was also back in the 90s, before a time when people were recording everything and nobody was watching anything live. And she even was kind of like, oh, you know, it was a great show, but this season one of Friends, kind of, we had just fine ratings, but after that it did kind of blow up, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, and how many people watch still the reruns of both of those shows? These people that were involved in these shows, Seinfeld has made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars just because of the reruns. And the actresses and actors that were in Friends, same thing. They're making about $20 million a year each on the reruns. So that'll teach you to get involved in bad TV shows. Let's do the good stuff. All right, anyway, so there's a congratulations to it's kind of a good thing. It's kind of sweet to know that, the behind-the-scenes things. Behind the scenes, we're raring to go as we continue here with a focus on today on the Good Day program. It's 18 past the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As soon as the baby has a flowing bloodstream, which it has in the first trimester of life, it needs to start developing a defensive system against the things that would threaten its own health that can even exist inside the womb. So that education process starts very early in the development of that baby's life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here's what you need to know from at least some of the things that are happening on social media. A little gossip here and a little gossip there. Here's some gossip. There's some gossip. Ryan Philippe. Married to Reese Witherspoon, right? And they have, is that, you pronounce it, it's not Felipe, it's Philip. It's Philippe, right? Ryan Philippe?
I think it's Felipe, but is I feel Felipe? Like that's one of those names that people mispronounce, and I could be doing
all
it. It's like, it's Philippe right. Or Felipe. I think it's Ryan Felipe. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Well, anyway, Ryan and Reese, little alliteration. Their son's name is Deacon. And apparently he's getting ready to do something big time. We'll talk about what he's going to do right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT. For a $5 bonus.
What is going on with the husband and wife have a son named Deacon? What's he about to do? He's embarking on something very exciting. I would think for the parents anyway, don't you think? Can this be kind of exciting for them?
It could be, yeah. Why don't you tell us all about it, Doug?
All right, Deacon is about to become an actor. He's 18 years old. the son of Ryan and Reese. It's really, when parents, I suppose, no matter what your business, like your father is in the same business that you're in, mm-hmm. how often do children follow in their parents' footsteps as far as work is concerned? And this is something a lot of Hollywood offspring do, that they maybe are in something, the parents put them in something as a guest star, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, he's going to make his acting debut in season 3 of the Netflix show Never Have I Ever. I am not are you familiar with that show? I don't know that show.
Never have I ever seen it, no.
Never? Clever.
But I think anyway. That is really cool, because there's a lot of parents who will try to keep their, especially actors,
yeah.
a lot of parents who will try to keep their kids away from entertainment, or they at least wait until they're old enough to choose that on their own and go after it. And it looks like that's what he wanted to do, and why not? He has the best role models and people he can turn to for advice and encouragement.
And they're not still married. They apparently, as parents, they stay together because they're trying to support him and children. And
yeah, great co-parents, for sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway.
And these are adult children, too, so they don't really have much to co-parent. But no matter how old your kids are, you're always parenting them.
Yep. Let's see here. They have other children since they were split. Let's see. Witherspoon's got a 9-year-old daughter named Tennessee with her husband. And let's see.
And then she and Ryan have Ava, too, who is like the spitting image of her mother.
All right. So that's that score and story. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. LG Chem and General Motors have announced a binding agreement for the supply of cathode active material. The supply agreement will help GM meet its fast-growing EV production needs. CAM is a key battery material consisting of components like processed nickel, lithium, and other materials, representing about 40% of the cost of a battery cell. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
For by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday working damage control after accusations of a weaponized FBI against their political opponents surfaced Monday. Former President Trump said late Thursday the warrant authorizing the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida should be publicly released. The problem, many legal experts believe, is that Mr. Garland will not release the probable cause portion of the warrant. South Korea's president on Friday pardoned Jae Lee, Samsung's electronics de facto leader, who served 18 months in prison after being convicted of bribery and embezzlement. The pardon will allow Lee to lead the company again. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republican Representative Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax says he met with President Trump at his Bedminster golf course in New Jersey this week. Still no official word on President Trump's plans for 2024.
I learned that we've still got a feisty former president that is ready to defend himself and defend America. He was energized. He was fired up. This is a man who is very greatly disturbed by what's going on in America today since he lost and vacated the White House. And I think that the Democrats, well, they're having an all-out assault on President Trump. They fear him. They hate him. They're going to try to destroy him in any way they can. And I think everything, we've seen it for 5.5 years. Well, I can tell you he's not a happy camper about what happened to him. And again, he's very concerned about the direction of America under the Biden administration and the radical Democrats.
With the FBI covering up Russiagate against President Trump, the abuse of power allegations against FBI Director Merrick Garland, one can't help but wonder how legitimate or illegitimate is the made-for-TV January 6 commission. The D.C. legal system for former Rocky Mountain Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson was severe. District Judge Christopher Cooper sentenced him to 7 years and 3 months in prison for entering the Capitol building with a stick. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
So the Kardashians are in the trending column here. First, Khloe and her boyfriend Tristan have a baby.
No, not boyfriend.
Oh, they married?
They are, yes. Oh, no, no. They're exes.
Oh, they were exes.
There's this big scandal. So scandalous.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on your Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's the 12th of August. Hi, Jay. Hey. Okay, so here's the story. It's a pretty interesting story. I would consider this to be good news. The story of a 78-year-old woman who's a powerlifting champion. She does 400 squats a day, has 19 world records, and her name is Laura Langdon. World champion power lifter at the age of 78.
Get it, girl.
How about that? These world records. She has, 413 pounds is the best squat that she's done. 381 pounds in the deadlift. And 203 pounds in the bench lift. Lady 78. 78 years old. My kind of gal. She likes to get up and burn off her energy. And she says that apparently she's got a big bum, and she likes to work out because she doesn't like having a big bum. It's okay to have a big bum if it's tight, though, I think. Don't you think?
Is that Sir Mix-a-Lot speaks a lot of it.
That's right. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
But hey, there's that saying, use it or lose it. She's like, okay, challenge accepted.
Yeah, Baby Get Back is, what was the name
of that song?
Baby Got Back. That's it.
Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Yep. Oh, good, she knows the lyric line. So anyway, she was introduced to weightlifting by a friend of hers named Art Little, who is a personal trainer. By the way, she lives in Royal Oak, Michigan. As she came to watch this guy, obviously she had a thing for him, and she went to watch the powerlifting meet that he was in, and then she said, hey, I want to do that too. And even though Little didn't think it was a good idea, she started off kind of slow, and now she has about 20 medals in her trophy room. She's competed in 25 meets, and for her age, she won 23 of them. Hey, that's a pretty good story, huh?
That's great.
She said, quote, when I squat, this is what I say. I say, Holy Spirit, fall on me, and I just do it. And so she has strength. She feels it. And I think that's, you know, this is back to the mind, the spirit, mind, body connection. When you're able to, in your mind, visualize or convince yourself that you can do something, you can do it. I think people can do almost anything. You know, you hear the story sometimes of a smaller woman. I remember, and I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was a number of years ago. A guy was changing the tire on a car along the side of the road. The jack slipped, and the car ended up on top of this guy. And I believe it was her boyfriend or her husband or something. So she got out, got behind the car, and picked the car up to get her husband out from underneath the axle.
Now, I believe it.
And you look at, you know, once you looked at her, she became a power lifter after that, too. I remember that story.
When you get to the parents, before, when their kids get in trouble, and all of a sudden this incredible strength comes over them, and they're able to free their children from whatever incredibly large object fell.
Yep. Speaking of parents and children, Olympian track star, is it Allison Felix? I think that's how you pronounce her name. She has been pretty definitive. She was a five-time Olympian sprinter, and now she has a one-year-old, and she's been talking about parenting, setting goals for herself. She's not going to run track anymore. But she said, you don't have to choose between motherhood and things like this or anything. It shouldn't have to be a choice either or, according to her anyway. It ought to be. And this is your story too, pretty much, Jay. That's one of the reasons that I brought this up, because this is kind of your story.
And a lot of women who work. Stories where a lot of them are working and still very actively involved with their children.
Yep.
We're seeing a lot more dads even choosing to have the stay-at-home role.
Yeah. Well, there's some...
Their budgets fit.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs an auto dealership, and he was bemoaning the fact that there's a new law now in Massachusetts which gives you 3 months of parenting time away from work. So this guy who runs the dealership has, just like everybody else, having a hard time hiring people. And so this fellow is a specialist in a particular area, but his wife had a baby, and he decided to take the summer off to take care of his other child. And he could do it under the law.
But paternity leave is just as important as maternity leave.
Yeah, but think of, in this case, the monkey wrench that it throws into this guy's business, because he hasn't got anybody else, he can't find anybody else, and so you have to turn away business. I think there's two sides to all of these stories.
That's not the employee's problem. They're trying... there's a lot that goes into having a child, and even... not just the physical and mental aspect of everything, but there's that really, that's a really important bonding time. A lot of people are starting to acknowledge it, and it's called the fourth trimester unofficially.
Really?
Because it is exactly, it's like the same thing, and in the first 3 months of a new child's life are very, very important.
Of course. No question.
And when you think about you said there's another child in the mix, then, that family unit needs to get all the help they can offer each other.
Let's celebrate, shall we? It's National Vinyl Record Day. The founder of the first nonprofit organization dedicated to the preservation of influences from vinyl records, his name is Gary Freiberg. created National Vinyl Record Day as a way to honor the art behind the music, collecting the art, if you will. There's a channel on Sirius that's the vinyl, I think it's classic vinyl. But this is also known as Phonographic Record Day. The first vinyl ever created was by American inventor Emil Berliner in 1890. And then Edison had a role in how this continued. And so here we have, we go back to that period, 1895. Record players were first released. You could crank it. You ever see the old RCA Victor dog? Have you ever seen that insignia? Older people probably remember.
Oh,
that,
no, dude. Absolutely. Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Right. Okay. Anyway. So,
and I didn't realize that they went back so far. The first one was in the 1890s.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was right after the Industrial Revolution started in the 1880s. Things, it just began to pop. People and their ideas and encouraging people to come up with things. And so from that point to this point, look at what we have. We have CDs. We've had the regular records. We've had any of the things, the tapes and stuff that we used to have. But I can remember the first time I ever considered listening, or when I was first a student of radio, if you will, I think one of the first songs I heard was Glenn Miller's In the Mood. And so when you listen to this and you think about how fabulous these songs and tunes are from the 1940s, actually late 30s, right? How can you not like this? It'll get your blood going and keep it going. Crank this up, James, will you? You like this?
That's great.
Yeah. There's a song I used to use when I was doing one of the Boston radio programs. It's this song done by a group of chickens. We used to call it the chicken song. It's this song by a bunch of bok, 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 bok. It was kind of in when I was in my silly days. And you can say, what do you mean when you were in your silly days? All right, there's something very soothing about this, James. Thank you for that. So anyway, we have National Vinyl Record Day to celebrate today here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So John Bolton, one of the more or less interesting characters, not only the Trump era, but of the Republican politics. I always thought he looked like a woodchuck if you look at a picture of him. That's what he reminds me of. I've never been a big fan, although I did have him on this program once just to tell him that I wasn't a big fan and to have a good conversation with him when he came out with that book a couple of years ago. So now, apparently somebody's trying to kill him. Do you see this? Iranian guy has been charged with plotting to kill him.
Put out a hit. Yeah,
right.
Put out a hit for, $300,000?
Yeah.
And
why
Bolton even came
him?
Out and he was like, I'm really embarrassed by the low price.
Yeah. It's only worth $300,000. Anyway, so this guy, they have arrested, I guess, right? Is it Mehdi Rezaia? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it from Tehran? But what's their beef with him more than anybody else? Bolton says the FBI has provided him with protection. I guess it's about the book or another. Is he writing another book? Maybe that's what the story is. He's writing another book, and he's been doing investigative journalism. And one of the things also, because he ordered or was involved in the strike that killed the most powerful military commander in the history of Iran, what's his name, Qasem Soleimani?
Yeah, that's one of the things they're thinking of. They're still investigating everything. But they do say that they cannot say too much publicly right now.
Uh-uh. Yeah. All right, well, listen. It's amazing what fame will do for you, right? 45 past the hour. In a moment, the story of a South Carolina woman who has died. But it's not that she just died. Wait till you hear how she died after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
And the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right. Let me see if I can get the plug out of my ear. 47 past the hour. So this story about a woman in South Carolina who died of chest trauma after being impaled by an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Tammy Perrault. She was sitting at a beach when the umbrella flew into the air and hit her and punctured her chest.
Right on the good left God. Side. Mm-hmm. Oh. Died less than an hour after the incident happened.
Good Lord. There's danger everywhere. Must have been windy at the beach that day, right?
Is
that...
Well, and the winds were apparently between 10 and 15 miles per
That's
hour.
That's not much.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that that would be enough to get a beach umbrella out of the sand and flying through the air. But, oh, my goodness, it must have just hit at the right angle or something.
Yeah.
Who
Speaking
knows?
Of
Absolutely awful.
Flying through the air... airlines continuing to cancel flights every weekend. There seems to be a problem. Not enough pilots, crew, and that sort of thing. But the cancellation of 600 flights this past week, thunderstorms in Texas disrupting operations at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, were 1,200 flights. That's like, I don't know how much they send out. At airports like that, they have landings and they have takeoffs about on average of once every 60 seconds. Most of the busy airports. So that's 60 flights an hour in both directions. So think about that. 10 hours? Yep. You can see how that would. American Airlines said these heavy thunderstorms hit operations at their hub. And this happens to be their largest hub. If you go to some of these, it's really amazing to look at some of these places. For, you know, Dallas is a perfect example of going through there. They have four terminals and they're all American. They have hundreds of planes. You know, it's the busiest airport for them. But you look around at some of the other, like Chicago, you know, Atlanta, and when the weather screws things up. And this was kind of an ominous, the air currents were really bad, and you don't want to be in a heavy thunderstorm or with wind shear taking off in a plane or landing. So if you got victimized by that, the weather is better across the country pretty much everywhere today. 10 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Time with Jay to discuss what's going on in your neighborhood. If you have a farm there, what's the connection to the farm, the food, and your family? Here's a recall to be aware of. Mother Dairy, name of a cheese outfit, recalling some fresh cheese because of E. coli concerns. The product was sold up in Alberta, Canada. But the worry is that some consumers may have bought this and taken it home. If you're traveling around, you went up to Canada. Canada's a great place to visit in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a consumer or you have a retail store and you sell this stuff, you better yank it off the store. And if you bought some, bring it back. Now, if you have any kind of E. coli infection, any of these bugs, E. coli, Listeria, Salmonella, you need to talk to a medical person. It's because it really kind of is the same as food poisoning, in a sense.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Ugh. Yeah, if you're just going to spend a lot of time sitting on the john, let's put it that way.
In the hospital, like even going to the hospital.
Yeah, you can get bad, bad infections.
Yeah.
Yeah, really serious stuff. So look out for Pioneer Cheese from Mother Dairy. All right, so there's that story. Story from California, I think, yeah, where there was an illegal cannabis farm found. Can you imagine? No. How could that be? I'll tell you that story after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford.
Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Okay, so in Monterey County, California, the Cannabis Enforcement Unit has discovered a massive illegal cannabis operation hidden on a berry farm in Salinas. There are a lot of these, whether they know it or not. There are bunches of them. There are lots of these hoop houses where cannabis is grown all over the place. And in California, there's more of it than anywhere else. It's because California was the home of illegal weed. And so the black market for illegal weed in California is still alive and flourishing, in fact. So this, I guarantee you, this isn't the only place. If they look around, they can find a lot of these places out there. And it has sort of spoiled the good cannabis business, if you will. Well, as we're talking about weeds, let's talk about this new drought-proof weed that may hold the key to feeding everybody in the world. This is a common plant known as purslane. It has clear, this is, you know, most of the weeds, like kale, is a weed.
Mm-hmm.
And weed, marijuana, is a weed. Somebody figured out that it could be used for other things, but people have been smoking stuff coming off the ground forever. Peyote.
Long time. Yeah. Well, and you mentioned kale, Doug. That used to be the decoration around the salad bar at, what was it, Pizza Hut?
Yeah,
people,
right.
People were like, wait a second, you can massage it, make it softer, and eat it?
Anyway, this weed is a rare combination of traits created. This plant has been studied now by lots of people. Yale is looking into it. This stuff grows, especially in this time of year when things are dry. And there are any number of things that have come along. But the purslane plant, what makes it unique is because it's able to adapt to almost any soil, almost any condition, droughts, floods, you name it. And whatever is in the grain, if you will, of the plant, you know, the fiber of the plant is apparently very, very good, very nutritious. Nutritious greens you can eat. So here you go. It has a lot of omega-3 in it. I don't know where they sell it, though. Originally, I think, came from the Middle East. But so if you're looking for a super plant, then look for just go out in your backyard and eat a dandelion. That's good for you, too. All right, word to the wise. Food and farm and family at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.